providers.
We're giving a call, we're standing outside A10, which was my notes in my room.
This was your room?
Yeah, this is, hello, all right, we're by A10. No, there's no one following us, no. Definitely. Wait, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear what you said. He was talking to someone else. What, are you looking at a map of the hotel? He's like talking to other people. Don't go down the stairwell?
Oh, come on.
Alright. 806. We want 806?
Right there.
Yeah. Yes. Alright, we see 806. Can we go in there? Or? We're gonna go in.
And there will be a computer screen.
Just sit at the table? Alright, we're going in. Whoa. Whoa. There's a Matthew going in. Alright, we're going in here. There's people in the
Look
at this.
Hi. Manny,
you getting this?
Yes.
Video. Alright, so I guess can I hang up now? Okay. Alright. Okay. Alright.
Is she okay
scripts.
And everything?
Alright. This is, please do not open script until instructed to do so. Alright.
Well, I guess I'm on that side.
Alright. So, I have a script in front of me. It's at the Anticoff and Press Conference, 11/9/2008. Please do not open script until instructed to do so. And there's two people in like cloaks and masks standing over there with cameras. And there's a. And there's a Anticoff and Press Conference logo in. Oh, here he's gonna call again. What happened? Call again, it didn't work. I'm gonna take my computer out because he had told me before that maybe I should use my computer. Yes, we have our scripts here. Yes. I'm booting it up now, the computer. Alright. It should be like in a minute, you know. Okay. I'm gonna call back.
Wrestler. So which one of you is the Muda?
And look, there's a whole thing over there. It's an RIP. It's almost like a casket kind of thing.
Yeah.
And is he in? Maybe he's in there. You never know.
Just a little party.
Thank God. Alright, so I'm gonna boot up here and. Let me just start stuff. Oh, wait, here we go. Name that ringtone. Hold on. Oh, I gotta put the stupid code in. I have it in my pocket. The Wi-Fi code. Hold on. So, what do I have to go on a website or? Yeah. Hold on, just... Why is it every time you have to put a stupid code in for this hotel? Everyone sitting down, yeah. Photographer doesn't have a seat, so he's just standing.
I can sit down if you like.
Do you want the photographer to sit down, or...?
You want me to move his seat back, and I'll...
Yeah. You want you to stand, like, back here in this area? He wants everyone to be in this general area. Okay. Yes, we're all like by the table and sitting around and stuff. So there's a restroom that we can use. You're not in it. Oh, so this is the right. Okay, so if anyone needs a restroom, that's it. But they're saying like don't cross like this imaginary line, or, right? That's kind of the idea.
Oh, sorry, I apologize.
Pyrotechnics. I'm mean, from now on, because there's going to be stuff happening. So we're not supposed to. I guess for our own safety, right? Would that be like a...
Okay.
Right, I'm going to go on Twitter now, and this, I guess you're going to be typing on Twitter, or... Are you going to come talk to us, or, like, what's going to happen? We'll see. Okay. All right, I'm logging on to Twitter. Okay. All right, goodbye. All right. So, I'm on...
We're going to be getting some kind of audio because there's speakers on there.
Yeah. All right, well, hold on. I'm on Twitter at AKPC. Conference starting now. Less than 5 seconds ago. Hey, look at that. So it started. Okay. So now we just wait. We just sit and wait. And, all right. Let's all just wait. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Andy Kaufman press conference. Please feel free to eat, drink, use flash photography, and any recording device that you like. We only ask that you do not smoke. Smoking causes lung cancer, as well as every 100 up.
Speaker on the table over there.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Andy Kaufman press conference. Please feel free to eat, drink, use flash photography, and any recording device that you like. We only ask that you do not smoke. Smoking causes lung cancer, as well as a $300 cleaning fee added to the cost of the room.
Hey, the one monster guy's on the move.
Uh-uh.
The one monster guy got the camera. And Bryce was just swinging the chandelier for the atmosphere.
For your enjoyment, we now present the Andy Kaufman press conference.
Now the person out of the place is back, so they must have gotten from something.
Please check the page one of your scripts and follow the instructions.
There we go.
And follow the instructions.
Good song. Cameraman left again, sir.
Oh, he left. See, I'm distracting him. Wait a second. Andy Kaufman. Oh, I forgot it. That's Neil from Ireland talking to him. He says, break a leg.
Could the cameraman be Andy Kaufman?
Could be.
He's back again.
We didn't take the camera, right?
Nah. Somebody behind there, I think. There's somebody inside the... Yep.
In that little box. It's oh, it's a little puppet show. It's like a monster hand using an Andy Kaufman action figure. And it's dancing around. It's a little puppet theater. Oh my god. Look at this. So they were in the fucking Dallas Dennison.
I think I see a Santa Claus suit. There's like white fur on his arm.
Thank you.
Uh-oh, wait.
Oh, Jesus. It's Action Jesus.
It's
Action
Jesus. Oh, Buddy Christ.
Please turn to page 4 of your scripts and follow the instructions.
Where are you?
Which one is Please turn to page 5 of your scripts and follow the instructions.
Whoa.
Shall I start?
Yes, you are to read this out loud.
On the Road Again, originally published in the Great Neck Guidepost, Friday, May 14th, 1965, Part 1. Note about the author. Andy G. Kaufman has traveled around Greenwich Village in San Francisco with such people as Allen Ginsberg, Gregory Corso, and a few girls. During the summer, he plans to travel across the country with Jack Kerouac, Dean Moriarty, and a few girls. It's funny how things can come up so suddenly. With me, the thing happened on a Sunday afternoon. That morning, my father had driven me to Sunday school. In the car, he had yelled about my not having a girlfriend. That afternoon, I was about to take a bottle of sleeping pills when the phone rang. Hello. I heard the sweet little voice of a girl about my age.
Page 6 of your scripts and follow the instructions.
I'm not reading.
You don't want to read that one?
You can read it.
Oh, come on.
No, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, of course. All right, I'll read in your place.
Read in the girl's voice.
I die each day and it is giving me death. I realize that I should not care. For if she were the one for me, she would call, but sometimes we must, at least I, do things I shouldn't. Or maybe should. I can't help thinking of the smile I heard, the philosophy, the questions, that voice, the beautiful, smart babe. Maybe someday I shall find her, or someone like her. I shall keep searching for her phone call, and I shall wait until...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please turn to page 7 of your scripts and follow the instructions. Please turn to page 8 of your scripts and follow the instructions.
Our days were spent in the coffee shop on Main Street where we sat for entire afternoons drinking espresso and playing gin rummy with each other. One day, a shabby man of about 30 entered the place. His clothes were dirty and looked like rags. His face was marked with several days' worth of stubble, and his hands were dark with dirt and grease. His jacket was torn, his hair was matted, and more than likely contained lice. Those who worked there paid him a distant but cordial hello, and customers tried to avoid coming near him, moving out of his way, and changing tables to be as far from him as possible. He sat down in a booth in the back and ordered coffee, attempting to flirt with the waitress at the same time. The chief and I looked at him without much notice, only acknowledging that he seemed not to fit in with what we'd seen of the rest of the citizens of the town. We didn't dwell on the matter and had no opinion of the man, so in short time we forgot about him and went back to our game of cards. Later in the afternoon, he approached our table. At first, we both felt a little anxious at this interruption, for as we drew closer, we started to smell a pungent odor wafting from his body. We planned on answering whatever he was going to ask quickly and hoped that he would flee, but as he approached, he said in a very clear and intelligent manner that he'd seen me in the circus doing my high wire act and enjoyed my work very much. I felt flattered, and the chief shared my joy. The man introduced himself as Larry, shook our hands, and invited us to dine at his house that very evening. His mansion was actually situated at the end of a dead-end street, right on the tip of a cul-de-sac, which it shared with only one other house, a small one by comparison, which we found out later was used as the servants' quarters. No one lived in it at present, though, because most of the servants had their own houses to go to, so the little house remained unoccupied for the time being.
Whoa.
Oh, look at this. Presents. Oh, wow. Ooh. I got a present. It's wrapped in Santa Claus wrapping paper.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know. Stop and wait. Should we open? I don't know.
I'm just going to go for it.
Go for it. It's all open. Oh!
That's so great.
Now, look, everyone's getting Andy Kaufman and Jerry Lawler action figures, and I am getting a book.
What'd you get, Frank?
How to Thrive on Rejection. A Manual for Survival by Alan Abel. Ah, it's the Alan Abel book. Very nice.
Yes. Can you hold it real quick?
Yeah. Yes. Wow. That is great. I got the Alan Abel book. Excellent. So now, what are these action figures are?
Jerry Lawler.
Very nice package. Jerry the King Lawler, Andy Kaufman. Deep blister pack. Very nice. Very, very nice. Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. February 25th, 2004. To blank. When you finally get a life, please call me Collect. I will thrive on rejection. Sincerely, Alan Abel. 2004. Wow. This thing has been in the planning stages for a while.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
February 2004.
Wow. I hear a door opening. Somebody coming in?
Door's opening. I see the person there. I got the ticket that I have to lose. Oh my god, that's amazing. That's the actual ticket to the House of Blues, Andy Kaufman Dead or Alive. That's amazing. Oh wow. Ooh, I got that. That's amazing. $252. Wow. That's amazing.
April 24th, 2004. That's it for this book. Something's got to happen next. This is the last page. Either leave or come in.
It says the movie, I am confused that someone is charged with my death. Man in prison makes no sense. This is on Twitter. Hold on, let me take a second. Me and Elvis, the movie, I am confused that someone is charged with my death. Man in prison makes no sense. The meaning of life, the meaning you give it. I don't know if this is. Ooh, here we go. Hello. Huh? The song's still going, yeah. We just got the message on Twitter. The meaning of life is the meaning you give it. That's all you gotta give us? The movie, I am confused that someone is charged with my death. Man in prison makes no sense. You're not typing this? Someone else is typing this. Okay. Oh, it's talking about RFK. Oh, the Sirhan, Sirhan.
Oh, Sirhan, Sirhan.
Everyone seems to be enjoying it. Now, what happened when that door closed? Did you leave, or someone came in, or what happened? You're somewhere. So now what happened? We listened to Freebird for a while, or? Like, can we... You want to talk to someone else, or?
Eskimo, I didn't get to read. Best. I thought I had
it. So should I tell people this? The announcement roll. Okay. Website, it said he's going to give his opinion of the movie and the meaning of life. And I guess the announcement is going to be similar to this. And then it'll be over.
That's it?
I think that's the time for Twitter, yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm puzzled.
Yes.
Everyone's thoughts at this moment as they're listening to Freebird and waiting for something.
Ladies and gentlemen,
wait, here it is.
Boys and girls, Andy Kaufman has left the building. Thank you and good night.
You gotta be.
So that's it. I thought you said that there would be an announcement of
the meaning of life.
Well, this is on Twitter now. The movie. I am confused that someone is charged with my death. Man in prison makes no sense. So he's sort of talking about the other movie. Because I guess he's saying he's confused between RFK and the other movie.
Is he speaking for RFK?
I guess he's trying to like act like someone was confused and thinking that Sirhan Sirhan killed Andy Kaufman. And then it's the meaning of life, the meaning you give it. So. But wait, what's the... did I even miss page?
No, that's it.
He really needs to get a life.
Is that it? So can we ask the people in the masks, can you nod if like that's it? Should we like leave now?
Yes.
Yes.
No, they're like, no. They're like, no, don't leave. Wait a minute. Should we...
Don't leave.
Should we stay?
You know, like the brother said in the film, it was fun when the family and friends were perpetuating the idea that he was still alive as, like, the final hoax. But this is just, you know, it's just horrible to me. And I think to a lot of people. And I mean, you could have had fun with it, and if you had fun with it, then it would have been funny and maybe, you know, worth it. But I mean, that was just a bunch of, you know, musical clips. No one said anything. Like I said, there was no humanity in it. It's all a bunch of internet nonsense. And, you know, to solve our problems in this world, we're going to have to get out of that realm. I think the internet's a powerful tool. I think it could be used for the better. You know, I think we can create change with it, but like, you know, he said before, we need to use it constructively. We need to be creative with it, and we can do things with it, and this is just, you know, a dead end, what these people did.
Well, see, like, when I was talking to you downstairs, you know, I disagreed with you in terms of my impression of what this was going to be, and I thought it would, but it seems like it played exactly into what your expectations, which were like fairly, you know, negative. And I think it played right into your, like, I never got a sense of it. I think this was a little bit underwhelming or like could have been better.
Yeah.
Check out your room, man.
Like, all right. You want a room? I just want to get exit interviews in the room.
I did not know I was supposed to that whole thing. Either.
Hey, come into the Rambler room.
Yay. Someone wait here and show up again.